Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
1 month after the wildfires raged through LA, leaving behind a trail of destruction and heartache, those affected are still coming to terms with having to evacuate their homes and their neighbourhoods at just a moment's notice. The true cost of the fires is still not known. Many are still working through insurance claims, while others have decided that the cost to rebuild is out of their reach. Well, Marion McKeown, US correspondent for the Business Post, joins me now to talk through all of this. Good morning to you, Marion.
Good morning, Claire. How are you?
I'm good. People witnessing this on their screens back 4 weeks ago were just shocked. We all were at the spread of that devastation right throughout LA. But how has the city managed to cope in the month following all of that?
You know, it's a really mixed bag, Claire, generally. And the speed, and we all recall that here in LA, the speed at which those fires took hold and the scale of the devastation. And today, still, the scale of the devastation, the aftermath, is really pretty cataclysmic. Now, the city and the governor and the mayor are getting relatively good marks for some things. They were very quick and very efficient in setting up certain things that needed to happen in terms of, like, bypassing a lot of regulations and red tape, making sure people could get like-for-like bills and all that. But there are a lot of problems and people are really angry about a lot of things. One of the things that I saw yesterday before, big protests up around Will Rogers Beach and Topanga Beach. The cleanup for this, you cannot even imagine it. 40,000 acres were destroyed, about 17,000 structures. Now, structures are everything from churches to homes to schools to apartment blocks to mobile buildings to mobile homes, all gone. But when a home burns down, you have all of this toxicity. A lot of these homes were older, so they had asbestos, they had arsenic in them, they had lead paint, stuff like that. People had inexpensive furniture filled with, sofas filled with foams that when they burn, unleash horrible chemicals. Cleansers for swimming pools, those kind of chemicals. All of that stuff all went up, went into the air and settled on the ground with ash. And then, you know, talk about getting it backwards. Then all the rain came last week and they absolutely, the worst possible thing that could have happened, all of this toxic stuff, some of it got washed out into the ocean, some of it was mudslides, it was pounded deeper into the earth and made it harder and harder to clean. And now the cleanups have started, and I was up near the cleanup 2 days ago near Will Rogers Beach, which is the Pacific Palisades cleanup, and they're doing it in a way where they're bringing all the very, very hazardous material to the beach car park and they're laying it all out on plastic sort of strips and stuff like that. And it's very cumbersome. They're saying it's going to be done in a month. There are 4.25 million tons of debris and hazardous waste. The landfills can take a maximum of 5,000 tons a day. There is no way it's going to be done. They said by the end of this month, which is laughable. It's going to take months and months. But the residents are furious because they're saying all of this toxic stuff is being put in their neighbourhoods. There's a lot of NIMBY going on. But all this stuff has to go somewhere. You have the people up in Pasadena protests up there. They're saying they don't want the debris from the Palisades fire going into their landfill. They're saying that's our landfill and we don't want this stuff. And they're saying it's because there are schools nearby, etc. So one of the big problems is you've got all of this waste. You've got toxic, poisonous waste that needs cleaning. You've got the general debris and the burns, the burnt down stuff that needs putting in landfill. They've all got to be separated. And the residents everywhere, no one is happy. One of the Malibu shopping centres, the Civic Center, which is, it's a kind of place where you go and you pay $800 for a distressed t-shirt, you know, where I have plenty in my wardrobe, I can get them for free. But they're putting some of the hazardous waste stuff in that car park and they're going bonkers up there at that. Right. They're saying that they do not want this. So, as I say, there's a lot of anger, a lot of frustration. The insurance companies have partly paid out about 19,000 claims, about $10 billion so far. The damage is put at $250 billion. And as you said at the beginning, Claire, so many people are just not sure that they can afford to build there again. A lot of these houses were old houses that were inherited. The rebuilding costs would be so prohibitive, like just so expensive. Mm-hmm. And one person sold their site. They bought the house in 2023 for $900,000. They just sold the burn site, as they are called, yesterday for $100,000 over the asking price at about $560,000. So there's a real feeling the old communities will be gone and that new people will come in. They'll buy two or three sites, put up huge McMansions, and then presumably, who knows when the next disaster will come.
Right, so that means it's going to get much more expensive to live there. And in the meantime,
that's the concern.
The people then who had to leave and who now have no homes to go back to, like, where are they? Are they in hotels? Are they being supported to be in hotels, or are they staying with friends?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I know that the Airbnb put out statistics saying that there are more than 17,000 families and individuals staying in various Airbnb places. FEMA has put a lot of people up in hotels. They're still in hotels. I know several people who are still in hotels and likely to be in hotels for weeks and weeks to come because their homes are gone and they can't start the rebuilds until, as we said, all of this hazardous matter and debris and everything is cleared out. And even then, it may take years. There's going to be a massive... Now, as I say, it seems, and people are quick to give out about Gavin Newsom, but it seems that he is putting things together in a pretty comprehensive way. It seems that FEMA, although there's controversy about FEMA refusing to test soil below 6 inches, normally when you have a fire, a lot of toxicity can seep down and they test it down to much further. They're saying 6 inches and no more and that's it. And there's concern as well that FEMA money will stop coming because Trump has been very capricious in how he's talking about it. But so far, things are moving really efficiently. A whole bunch of agencies are working together very well. And even people that I know who are in hotels said they went to one agency. They said, look, here, have a kettle and a coffee machine for your hotel room. And another one said, look, have this stuff. You need this extra stuff as well. That they feel that they have been well looked after and that the expediting of permits and all that stuff, that has been made as easy as possible. But as I say, it's going to be a really long process. People are very upset about the toxicity, about the cleanup, about how long it's going to take. And also it seems that Con Edison, and this is going to be a massive lawsuit, it's just been partially acknowledged that they did not send their people out in the Eaton fire, the Altadena fire, when they were asked by the fire brigades, when they said immediately, get up here, your wires are sparking, and they didn't do it. They said they hadn't got the people to send. So there will be a massive lawsuit against Con Edison. It won't be the first time they've been sued after a wildfire, but this is going to be a big one.
Now, going back to the insurance companies, you mentioned, I think, that 19,000 claims have already been paid. So does that tell us then that the insurance companies are coughing up here? Because I did hear there was some controversy about them not offering renewals and not offering new policies to people in California.
That's right. And just to clarify, at the moment on the most recent figures that are being made available by the city agencies say that 19,854 claims have been partially paid.
Okay.
And I think the devil is in the detail there. Because, you know, the California state insurance, their fair insurance program is capped at $3 million. A lot of those houses were worth a lot more than that. But a lot of people, Claire, didn't have insurance at all because they'd paid off their mortgages. They were no longer legally obliged to have insurance, and it's so expensive that a lot of people thought, look, we'll just take our chances. So those people are going to be so hard hit, and there are a lot of them. So far, there have been about 33,700 insurance claims filed for home, business, living expenses, everything. It doesn't seem that high, but as I say, about 17,000 structures in total were destroyed. About $10 billion has been paid out. The total cost of these fires will be about $250 billion, but that's in lost economic opportunities, destroyed businesses, the cost of the cleanup, all of that stuff. So it seems that money is being paid out, but not enough and not fast enough either.
Mm-hmm. And then the renewal of policies. I know Gavin Newsom had something to say about that as well, didn't he? Like, not on my watch, but can he force the insurance companies to reinsure these people?
Well, Not really. He can say to them, if you want to work in California, you need to provide insurance. But California and Newsom already signed off on a law a while ago, because this has been an ongoing battle with the insurance companies and Newsom for years, where they put State Farm pulled out completely. And he said, no, you don't. So eventually a concession was made where he said, you've got to stay here, but you're allowed to hike your prices, which, you legally have to allow that. So the situation seems to be that if people are able to get insurance following the rebuilds, and presumably these rebuilds will be much more robust, they'll have to be, in terms of using fire retardant, in terms of safety, because a lot of those houses, as I said, were very old houses. They were clapboard, they went up like boxes of matches. Mm-hmm. So presumably the new builds will be made from less flammable materials, but the insurance companies are losing billions on this, and they're going to have to recoup their costs, and a lot of that will be, I think, in astronomical premiums, which they already were before this fire anyway. I know somebody who was paying $22,000 a year for insurance, fire and earthquake insurance, on a home that cost a little under $1 million. So, it's really expensive here already to get insurance. You can be sure that'll be a lot more in the months and years to come.
Well, it sounds like there's a very long way to travel on that one, Marion. Thanks for telling us about it.
Absolutely.
Marion McKeown there in the United States.